All four of the Democrats running for lieutenant governor say they have the same priority. Spencer Coggs.
My top three issues is everyone's top three issues, jobs, jobs, and jobs.
James Schneider.
The number one issue facing our state is jobs.
Henry Sanders.
Jobs is the number one issue on everyone's minds.
And Tom Nelson.
Not surprisingly, the biggest issue far and away is economic development and job creation.
But the candidates do differ on their approaches to job creation and how they think they can help Tom Barrett get elected governor. Kokona Representative Tom Nelson points to his experience dealing with budgets as Assembly Majority Leader.
I had a track record of dealing with a tough budget as a vehicle, as a means to get people back to work. And we were one of the first states in the country to pass and to implement a statewide stimulus that has led to the creation of tens of thousands of jobs in every corner of the state.
Tom Nelson also says his roots in the Fox Valley could bring votes to the ticket.
This is precisely the point in the state for which statewide elections turn. That's number one. Number two, I'm the only one with any kind of experience of running against tough Republican opponents, winning every single time, most recently with 64% of the vote.
But Senator Spencer Coggs argues that Mayor Barrett needs help in his own backyard of Milwaukee, and that he's the candidate who can help bring back disaffected voters.
I'm the candidate that can actually deliver Tom Barrett's base to him. He's had some difficulties with things like the recent flood and also the mayoral takeover of Milwaukee Public Schools. I am the candidate that can help him turn that around.
Senator Coggs also points to his experience helping the big city with job creation.
I'm responsible for having instituted four business incubators, and these four business incubators have created hundreds of new businesses and thousands of new jobs, and that's what people are looking for.
As Spencer Coggs touts his urban background, James Schneider of Gotham says Barrett could use his rural experience. Schneider, a business consultant, directed economic development corporations in Juneau, Richland, and Grant counties.
Tom Barrett has primarily an urban background, and with my experience in rural areas, between the two of us, we'll have a perspective that complements each other and covers the entire state of Wisconsin.
Schneider says he wants to help Barrett use the state's assets to spur the development of green jobs.
Take a green approach to the creation of jobs based on our environmental and conservation heritage, the fact that we already have a strong manufacturing base. We've got a research capabilities at the University of Wisconsin. If this was a poker hand, Wisconsin would be sitting there with four aces.
James Schneider says he would ask Tom Barrett to put him in charge of the Department of Commerce. Madison area developer Henry Sanders also wants to lead state agencies to implement his 18-point recovery plan.
My progressive recovery plan, I talk about how we need to combine Department of Workforce Development, Department of Commerce, Department of Financial Institutions, and bring those resources that really focus on job creation under Lieutenant Governor's office so we can get people back to work.
Sanders has worked as outreach director for Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin. He says he is the only candidate who can motivate the Democratic base statewide.
I have 10 students for Sanders on 10 different campuses across the state. I have Latinos for Sanders, women for Sanders. We're energizing our base, but we're also tapping first-time voters who voted for President Obama.
The Democratic candidates for Lieutenant Governor, Spencer Coggs, Tom Nelson, Henry Sanders, and James Schneider, face each other in the September 14th primary. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.